You could think of it that way. Yes, we're basically ingesting the world's public scientific, technical, and patent literature to identify what are the indicators might be that are indicative of an emerging technology.
So when you scan all these literatures, you're looking for words and patterns, that is, the machines are, and there's some algorithm that gives you confidence that what they're seeing can spit out information that might be worth exploring further?
I think it's a fair characterization. There's one other component that's really important to the FUSE program, which is a strong theoretical basis of what it means for a technology to emerge. There's been a lot of work, companies and private sector and even government organizations trying to figure out what technologies are emerging. Most of the people who do this are using very manual steps that haven't been systematically validated. So we haven't actually known, figured out how best to measure what it means for a technology to emerge. And that's a critical leg of the FUSE effort.
What happens when you find these technologies? What do you do then?
So I used to be an intelligence analyst myself, and there's a lot of desire to keep our customers, our decision leaders, and give them insights so they can anticipate technical change rather than just react to it. So analysts are continually looking through a lot of information, trying to find what technologies and what capabilities are coming around the corner that we need to be able to respond to, both technologically and other means. So the output of the FUSE program would essentially, over a given time span, would be able to prioritize technical areas that are emerging for an analyst to then look at and consider and see if there actually is a real strong sign of emergence, and then use that information to inform our decisions as a country.
Now, there's so much published with blogs and things like that outside of scientific journals. Do you have to limit to where you search so that you don't accidentally get caught in the echo chamber that seems to characterize a lot of what is published nowadays?
So there's obviously those echo chambers. In the peer-reviewed community, which is the literature that we're really tackling, and also the patent literature, there are trends we believe that one can see, despite the fact that there are, you know, hype cycles, if you may, things that people get really excited about and start talking about. But if you look over the trends, you can start to see those hypes, what it means, what the signature would be for a hype, and you can actually start to understand, oh, this is a hype, for example.
So how long has the FUSE program been going on, and what have you discovered because of it?
Well, it's nice thing about what's going on right now is we're basically announcing the start of the program. We've gone through source selection. We've found a really great group of people to work with, and we've just started the work.
And so you've chosen vendors to do this. What will they specifically do?
Well, they're working on the research challenges we laid out in the BAA, or Broad Agency Announcement. The research challenges included being able to develop a theoretical basis, like I mentioned previously, also being able to figure out what the signatures or the indicators are in the text that would actually help us know what's emerging. And then the really critical third part is being able to provide evidence that analysts can actually use and understand to be able to understand why this particular technology was nominated as being emergent.
We're speaking with Dewey Murdoch, who's the program manager in the Office of Incisive Analysis. What's ingested into this eventual system? Is it only English, or does it use other languages too?
We're working on quite a number of languages, English and six other foreign languages, to be able to really get a sense of what's emerging worldwide, not just in our particular sphere of knowledge in a particular language.
And it sounds like after the algorithms are established and the proofs of concept, there's going to be a significant operational piece to this to actually look at the material.
Well, I do hope that the program does transition to the community so that it would actually be of use, but that is a few years away from right now. The phase one is 18 months, and we're going to cross that barrier, and if we do that well, we'll continue moving down the program. That'll be 5 years in total. So there's some time before that actually happens, but that is clearly the goal, yes.
As I understand it, the way this works is that it does crawl those different pieces of literature, the scientific, technical, and patent literature, to find those keywords. Is there any risk that this technology could be used to do that in a different way that maybe wasn't intended? I mean, how secure is it?
So let me just take the first part of that question. When you said crawl, that's a word that we're what we're actually doing is we're licensing this data from public vendors, publishers, patent aggregators. We're licensing this data in a way that anyone else can. We then bring that into our system, and that's for the data set that we're using to develop these new technologies.
So it sounds similar to almost the IBM Watson approach, where they ingest everything, licensed, whatever, but it's a set of material that is fixed as opposed to just going out on the internet all the time.
That is correct. We will be working on data that we have inside our system that is publicly available and everyone could acquire if they wanted to also.
And how do you envision this applying to other domains outside of intelligence?
The concept of technical emergence is a very relevant concept for the world. So it is possible that other organizations and interests could benefit from the research that's being conducted, because we're really trying to cross domains. We're not just looking at one particular sector and trying to figure out how to work in that. We're trying to figure out how to work across cultures, across languages, across scientific domains. And one point that's really important is we're going to be publishing this output. So as we're trying, as we discover what emergence means and what kind of indicators are actually out there, we're going to be publishing this in the scientific literature itself to benefit the scientific community.
I got to tell you, I can't help but notice the passion and the excitement in your voice as you talk about this. Where do you personally see this going? What's your vision for how far this can reach?
Well, you're very correct. I'm terribly excited about this program. The fact that IARPA is willing to take on this high risk, high payoff problem and commit resources to see if we can solve it is just terribly exciting. So where I hope to go for in the future, where I hope this technology transitions to, is to really make the analytic experience better, so that the things that humans are really good at, humans are actually doing. And the things that computers are good at in scanning large amounts of published content, the computers do that, and then the humans can actually do the thing that they're very good at.